My name is Stephen Edwards.
And my name is Shannon Holmes.
I am 36 years old.
I'm 33 years old, right?
Yep. Today is June 10th, 2019. And I'm speaking with Shannon, my wife.
And I'm speaking with Stephen, my husband.
We got married 1 year ago yesterday.
Yep.
We are recording this interview in Kansas City, Missouri, at our apartment.
Yep. Okay.
So, Shannon, how would you describe this past year?
That's a good question.
We just selected those.
Oh, no. I feel like I would use all the word. Like, I want to say that this past year has had a lot of... This past year has had a lot of highs. Like, a lot of big things have happened this year. We got married. We moved to a new city. You became a doctor. I was already a doctor. I got my first academic job. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of really great, big things that have happened this year. Mm-hmm. And it's also been, I feel like it's been extreme. This year has had a lot of extremes.
Yeah.
But not like, not in the day, I mean, our day to day has been pretty normal, but big things have happened, and it's also been accompanied by some harder times that are a little bit harder to pinpoint to certain events, but...
Yeah. I appreciate that, like, right now, like, it's easy to, like, highlight all of those really big moments and say, like, oh, this was the year, but also, like, that's not the purpose of this. Like, I find the value in, like, talking about the, like, the gritty stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what obviously comes to my mind is after the wedding. It was not easy.
No, we're real poor.
Real poor.
We had to move ourselves.
Yeah. We lost a lot of things in the move. Well, some things in the move.
Yes, we did lose some things in the move due to poor packing of the
truck. We won't name names. But yeah, and then moving here, kind of like sight unseen in an apartment that's like the worst apartment we've ever lived in.
Yeah, this place is
a... so that's just kind of, that was hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously like right after that, during that, was a time of probably one of the more difficult times in my entire life with my dissertation. Mm-hmm. Dissertations are in itself terrible beast, but the process of that for me was very difficult. Mm-hmm. It became clear pretty quickly that I wasn't going to be able to graduate with my friends in August. And that hit me really hard.
Yeah.
And that my process at that time was kind of a shutdown process where I kind of withdrawed, and which then obviously made it difficult to work on the dissertation effectively, as well as pull away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the like most ideal way to start a marriage. Yeah, so, like, that was hard. Yeah, I had to, like, push back my start date for postdoc. Dealing with my dissertation advisor was difficult. And there was a lot of uncertainty there. But it is one of those things that, like, even though it was just less than a year ago, already feels very distant, which is nice.
Yeah.
Like, all the things that I think would last forever and, like, I would always be kind of, like, tarnished with, like, not graduating with my friends, already feels just, like, not as big of a deal. So, like, the kind of, like, time heals all wounds kind of thing is, like, really helpful in these types of situations. So, yeah, and then I think, like, since then, since I started my job, things have been kind of, like, slowly getting better. Not slowly. I mean, I think it was a pretty big jump. But more recently, you know, and then, like, you got your job, and after a grueling process, and then
which also was, like, a lot of rejection.
A lot of rejection.
And I...
Competition against friends, and, like, like, that's a whole episode in itself that we could talk about. But yeah, and then me now, I'm in the midst of trying to find a job back in Colombia, and I lost out on one that I thought would be ideal, and that was a bummer. And, but again, like, kind of getting that time and distance from it, even though it's been like a week or 2 weeks, kind of you feel a little bit more hopeful about things. You know, so you kind of got to let that take the hit and then kind of focus, you know, and, like, not immediately kind of jump to things, but just kind of, like, let it hit and focus on what's next.
Yeah.
So, it's uncertain. But...
Yeah.
But I don't feel devastated by it.
Yes. Yeah, you approached it much differently than you approached the dissertation stuff, and I think that that's kind of cool moment, because I'm really proud of you for saying, hey, like, I know my typical pattern and I'm gonna try something new. Like, that's not easy. Good job.
Anything else we wanna? No new cats.
I passed the ECCC.
I still have to take that this summer.
I'm terrified about my new job. I'm real scared. Next. My turn. Oh, in the past year, this one's easy. In the past year, can you describe one of your happiest memories?
I mean, the wedding obviously, like, sticks out. But I tell you what, like, and it wasn't even the wedding itself. What I look back on, and the moment that still gets me, is the morning before when we're reading our vows to each other. Of our wedding manifesto that we were practicing reading in our hotel room, and we couldn't say a line without just, like, a lot of tears.
I have another question to add.
Yeah.
But which one, like, we should pick one of our vows that we feel like we did really well this year, and then one that we want to, like, prioritize for the next year.
Yeah, we can add that at the end.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
So, like, that, like, because the wedding, I mean, there was, like, obviously great moments of that, but, like, there's, like, a being center stage, which the thing is just weird. But it was just me and you in the hotel room, and it was, like, that's when it felt most meaningful to me.
Yeah, I think the parts that I remember most about the wedding were just, like, the little, not even, just, like, the things leading up to it, like, when we were, like, hanging out with all the kids, or, like, the first time we were seeing family that we hadn't seen in a while, like, and those conversations, like, the wedding itself, like, I remember the ceremony, I remember, like, afterwards, but, like, all that happened really fast. But I had the most fun, like, just being around family and, like, hanging out at the hotel and seeing friends that we hadn't seen in so long. And
anything else you want to add?
I think our wedding was the happiest moment of the year.
All right. So, on the the other side of that? What about the most difficult time? Or most unpleasant memory?
In the past year?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, there's a few that, like, stick out. I mean, they may not be the most difficult, but definitely your dissertation time was hard. And I think it was hard because it also coincided with me starting to commute.
Mm-hmm.
So I started driving several hours, several days a week for my job. And it was hard, I think, for me because I felt like I didn't know how to best support you. And I also felt like I resented you a little bit because I was doing all this driving so that you could have this postdoc and you weren't doing the postdoc yet. So
mm-hmm.
I think that was a hard time, but I do like also remember just us sitting on the couch and having a conversation about it and like honestly like fix, like just being open and mm-hmm. trying to connect around it was
mm-hmm.
really helpful. I mean, the job rejection was hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly dissertation time for me was hard, and the like chewing with Dennis and the like time at like also Sally's wedding was just very hard because that was like when things kind of culminated in terms of working with my advisor.
Yeah, that's true.
Like we're watching this like Brett Kavanaugh hearing, which was already stressful, and then like I remember just like I had to get my dissertation or my DCT involved and having to talk to Dennis, and I was so scared about all of this and like how things were going to work out, and same time emailing my postdoc advisor and worried that he was going to like take the job away, and then also feeling this just like super regret for dragging you through this, and like it just many things would have been easier. So yeah, that was not a fun time.
In the past year, what are you proudest of? What does it make you feel proud?
I mean, even though it's more recent, like dissertations are big things, and obviously, but like in terms of what I thought was the hardest work in a moment was when I got rejected from this job.
Mm-hmm.
And I was convinced that I wasn't going to tell you for at least a day or something, or just like at least later in the day, because I was like I was heading to work, and I got that email right on like as soon as I basically pulled out of here. And then you called a couple minutes later, just randomly kind of saying that I left some paperwork or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it was, like, 5 minutes between the email and you calling. I was convinced myself, like, yep, this is my process. I'm just going to, like, wallow in it all day and not tell anybody and, like, feel like shit. But just that moment of, like, nope, you know what? That's stupid. Like, mm-hmm. That's not who I want to be and how I want to handle this. And then even just kind of some days around that when I was, like, telling people at work and, like, putting myself out there a little bit more, I'm proud of doing that.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't know. I really don't know what I'm most proud of this year. I don't know. Like, there are like, I'm happy that I passed the EPPP. But I'm not, like, proud.
Yeah, it's something that you did.
Yeah. Yeah.
You did a lot of hard things this year.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's a good point. I feel like this year and last year, I've done a lot more to just kind of, like, step into the arena and, like, be... do things that are vulnerable and put myself out there and even in light of it, like, not working out for me, I've stepped back into the arena. So I'm definitely getting better at, like, not avoiding thing. I mean, I still have my days and I still try to avoid most of life, but...
Okay, I'm going to answer this for you.
What?
Because this, like, I'm just imagining, like, future kids, like, listening to this. And, like, I am so proud of you in 1,000 different ways. Mm-hmm. Even just recently at Tyler Jenner's wedding, when you officiated the wedding, you stepped into that. Like, number one, you said you would do it. Every out to do that, and you, this is never something that you would ever kind of imagine doing, but you did it.
Yeah.
And you like kicked ass at it.
Yeah.
And like that's like, I was very proud of you sitting back in the audience kind of listening. And
yeah,
like that's just, and there's many examples of like that of,
yeah,
like you work really hard. And you try very hard, and, like, it drives me crazy that you're, like, not more proud of that, but I get it.
No, I am proud that I officiated their wedding. That really was something vulnerable to do and scary to do.
Yeah.
And it was an it really was an honor to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, we can write this last year. So what are you most grateful for?
You.
You were actually going to say pepperoni. I know it.
No.
You were going to say Roni.
No, I was going to say you, and then I was going to say Ann, Roni, and Bongo Bear, our cats.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is. It's what I'm most grateful for.
You hear that light in your eye about the same one you get when you think about Roni?
I do love Roni.
Yeah.
She's a cutie.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what I'm grateful for, too. Just our family. I'm grateful for, like, a lot of the privileges that we have. You know, I'm grateful that, like, that there's a space where I can feel, like, safe, even when I'm vulnerable. I think that's... that's rare.
Yeah.
I mean, like, my work tells me that every day, that that type of environment does not exist for most people. And that's, I'm just lucky to have you. So, there's that.
I'm lucky to have you. You're my favorite person.
You're my favorite person.
No. Oh, yeah. What wedding advice? You have for other lighting. Folks out in the internet world?
Good food. Good. I mean, like, focus on the things that matter most, and that's food and good people. Like, and probably like a, you know, free drinks bar kind of thing. Like, that's definitely the hit of our party was
the food
was fantastic. And we had pies and ice cream, and despite it being like 95 degrees, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
In terms of food.
Food and fans.
You know, but I was thinking about this when we were talking about the, kind of describing the year earlier. One of the things that like comes to mind is just, you know, like, keep your ceremony small, like, short, sweet, to the point. But try to have, like, those moments beforehand. Like, don't go on, like, a bus that takes you, like, 2 hours away from other people. Like, these are people that are traveling probably far distances to come see you. Like, spend time with them. And don't spend time with them just, like, dressed up and, like, when you have to do all this, like, superficial talking and all that. But, like, beforehand, I don't, I think if I did it again, like, it would be like, hey, we're going to, like, elope somewhere, like a destination wedding where everybody goes for, like, the weekend. And you just hang out with people you haven't seen in a while. And, like, like, because that's the stuff that matters most.
Yeah, I think the best thing that we did was decide that, like, a piece of our wedding was hanging out and spending time with the people that we cared about, because we knew that this wouldn't be an opportunity that we would likely have again like in the near future. So I think we cut out a lot of the bullshit.
Well, so I think that's the best thing that we did, was we rethought the wedding process. Like, it was, because there's a lot of things, and weddings are one of those that are just large industries that rely a lot on tradition. That you can just go, and there's a default way to do all weddings. And we were very intentional from day one on kind of, like, all right, you know what? Let's flip the script. And, like, let's do our, what are things that are consistent with our values? What are things that are just weird and offensive? And, and really kind of had a good sense, I think, of those things and focused on the things that matter most to us. So, like, that's what I recommend. That might make it seem like your wedding is going to be very different than ours, and that's fine. But, like, make it personal. Make it meaningful to you. And it, I was sharing with Kate at work, who is in a queer relationship, or so when they got married, like, she's like, that's just by nature, they had to, like, just rethink everything. And it was really kind of, like, relieving in that sense. So I think just take that attitude of, just flip it up and do that. So that's the best advice, I would say. All right, so marriage advice for the first year. What have you learned? Can you, what would you pass on to newlywed couples?
I think it's just, like, turn toward each other. Got a whole lifetime to figure each other out, but... make connection the heart of your relationship.
I mean, I think along with that, it's a, just respect each other. If that's the underlying basis of your relationship, all the other stuff fills in. And that's inherently hard for me to do, because I've been single for most of my life. And so trusting and respecting someone to kind of pick up the slack, or I don't know, to just, like, deal with me when I'm in that kind of funk. Like, I mean, it's, so it's not natural for me. But it's the best thing I've ever done. Like, that that decision, to just trust you when I don't have my shit together, is scary, but by far just the best. So.
Yeah. Also, make sure you make big decisions together.
Focus on, like, because there's a lot of shit that just doesn't matter. But there are some stuff that really matter. Make sure you know the difference between the two. And you, well, you work that out, but, like, err on the side of the big stuff.
And memorize each other's birthdays.
Yeah.
You need to know that.
I guess. Yeah, and just find, you know, like, find out what you're going to make a big deal of. And, mm-hmm. like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, that's...
Yeah. Okay, so what are your hopes for what the future holds for me and for our children?
Okay. So, I said maybe like hopes for the next year. Mm-hmm. I hope that we start our family next year.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that we're trying, and I hope that we don't have difficulty with that, and because we both want a family, so I would really, really love to make some serious strides in that way.
Me too.
So that's the half of that piece. I think for you, by itself, I would say, I'm excited and. Curious on like how you're gonna change and influence and lead to the betterment of children's lives through your new position.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see that. I know it's scary for you, and it's stepping into the whole new arena. I just hope that like the one thing I've always valued in you is of how committed you are to that larger picture.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't seem to stray from it. And this is going to be the first, like, the most serious challenge to that you've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be harder to do that this year, in these first few years than ever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't doubt that you can do it. But I think that's going to be a challenge, and I hope and I will help assist in kind of keeping that value direction
mm-hmm.
kind of at the forefront of what you do.
Yeah, I hope that for myself too. I guess this is selfish because I think it's something I hope for both of us, but I hope in the next year that you and I both start to do the hard work of disentangling yeah. ourselves yeah. from our jobs and our degrees.
Yep.
Yeah. I hope that you find a hobby that you find really meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
And a group of people that also do that hobby that you can hang out with and yep. enjoy time with. Yeah.
I like that.
Oh.
Alright. So, how can I make you feel more loved?
I don't know. More coffee? You will let me eat in bed more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would make you feel more loved by me?
Yeah.
It would not.
Yes, it would. No, I mean, I think kind of what you just said, I think helping me make sure I stay committed to my values and to my kind of larger picture and vision and mission for things. I don't know if it's like, how will that make me feel more loved, but that will be very meaningful, and I will appreciate that a whole lot.
So how do you want to be, like, reminded? Is there a way for me to, like, better do that? You kind of say, like, hey, think about your values, or, like, what?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think just being like, I'm noticing you doing this. Like, is that consistent with your values?
Okay.
Helping me, like, if there's if I ever bring it up, like, helping me brainstorm ways to stay in that way of thinking. What about you? What can I do to make you feel more loved?
So one thing I think, like, this isn't quite related, but I like it makes me think of it, so I want to bring it up because I think it's good to share, and that it's, I think for a while and still quite often at times, I get into this trap of, like, not communicating my needs well and just kind of like waiting for you to read my mind. That's something I think that like I've been intentional about trying to better. Because also it's like I expect you to do this and then you don't, and then it's like I get in my head and I'm like, oh yeah, it's because she doesn't care and all that kind of stuff, and that's just like crazy, but like how my mind works sometimes. So when I think about this, I think a lot of like what I can do better is better communicate, because when I communicate that of like, hey, here's where I'm at, I need a little bit, or like you give it, and then like so like I don't think that's on you. I think the one thing, like, I don't know about, like, making me feel more loved, but, like, sometimes I really enjoy kind of just having, like, funny banter. And, like, stupid questioning and those types of things. Even if it, like, goes completely nowhere. And I feel sometimes you shut me down a little bit. And I would, like, that kind of just, like, silly fun talk. Sometimes you just say, I don't know. And that's kind of like dies. So it's the only thing I can think of.
Okay.
So.
That's the end?
No, you wanted to do, those value piece. So. All right. So this is, we will take some line in our wedding, marriage, family manifesto. And what is it? You want to say which one we did well?
Mm-hmm.
This past year. I think I talked about this the other day. What comes to my mind is that when pain comes, I will want to take it away, or I want to offload my pain on you, but instead we will feel it together. When uncertainty and scarcity visit, we will draw from the spirit that is part of our everyday life. Like, I mean, we've had some pain this year, and it wasn't always perfect, but I think we've made improvements in how we handle that, and just kind of being in the mud together has been just wonderful. What about you?
Yeah, I think this last one, by we will not love or show each other anything perfectly, but I will let you see me, and I will always hold sacred the gift of seeing you. Yep. I think we've done a good job of both being imperfect and seeing each other.
Yeah. So what do you want to focus on?
Hi, Rowney. What do you think, Round? I think we will show compassion by practicing compassion with ourselves first, then with each other.
Okay.
I think we'll, this year, we will want to set and respect boundaries.
Okay.
And honor hard work, hope, and perseverance, but also have rest and play really be our family values and family practices.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I was thinking about a very similar one, that we will create joy.
Yeah.
In order to know joy, we will practice gratitude. Mm-hmm. In order to feel joy, we will willingly experience being vulnerable. I think that, yeah, like, really being intentional and giving ourselves some compassion towards ourselves, compassion to each other, and being grateful for the things in our lives and where we're going and our uncertainties and hopes and dreams and all of that.
I think Roni agrees.
Yeah.
She's purring.
All right. Anything else to say?
I don't think so. Till next year.
Till next year.